Iranian officials have reached out to the Middle East as fears grow of a possible US military strike. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have said they won't allow their airspace to be used for any attack. But America has moved the USS Abraham Lincoln and several guided missile destroyers into the region, which can be used to launch attacks from the sea. It remains unclear what US President Donald Trump will decide about using force, but he laid down two red lines: the killing of peaceful demonstrators in Iran and the possible mass execution of detainees. More than 6,000 people have reportedly been killed in a violent crackdown on nationwide protests in the country. In the Lebanese capital of Beirut, the leader of Hezbollah said the group was preparing for a possible US and Israel-led attack on Iran and was determined to defend against it. But he appeared reluctant to say whether the Iran-backed militant group would intervene. I'm Lawrence Brooks.